Yeah. Now, in addition to folks coming out to see your exhibit, Reinforcing Objects at the Graham, which is going through April 22nd, where else can they go to learn more about your work, Michael?
I have a website, flagart.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also have work at the Nines Gallery in Holland.
Okay.
And I have work in a gallery out in Palm Springs, but this is for a local audience, so
okay.
I don't think anyone would be traveling out there.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, maybe when the temperatures were not so good. Now, Dana, you also just did a three-year partnership with the Whitney, and the Rauschenberg is part of that deal as well. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with that.
Well, we're very excited to be connected with the Whitney Museum of American Art. We're very lucky to have a trustee, a lifetime trustee at the museum who got involved in Graham early on in her career. And now this is Pam DeVos. She's now a fashion designer and has an office in business in New York City. And she's been asked to be on the board of the Whitney Museum. And she put Graham and the Whitney together. And we got to talking about ways of collaborating, and the good news is one thing led to another and then to another. So we started talking about ways of bringing works from their collection, really masterpieces of American art, to the Grand Rapids Art Museum in the form of exhibitions that they would curate. And so the Rauschenberg Synapsis Shuffle is one. That's a single artist work. The next is coming up actually this fall. It's called Real Surreal. And it looks at the key American realist artists. Some of you may know the painter Edward Hopper or Andrew Wyeth, and then sort of surveys realism in the early part of the 20th century, and then looks at surrealism, artists who were interested in psychology and creating unexpected, well, as we know, surreal scenes, and the interconnections between those two movements. And so a show like this has never been done before, and we're very excited to be presenting it. I mean, these are the people from the art history books that you'll get to see. And then that will be followed in 2014 by an exhibition that is selections from the Landau Collection of Contemporary Art.
Okay, okay. I mean, it sounds like a great opportunity for the city to be able to experience these great works.
Well, we're really excited, and we're hoping that people will come from outside of the region to see these exhibitions, because they're really not going to go travel broadly. And
yeah.
So well, I'm excited that we could pull the strings and make these great exhibitions happen. It will get more people into the museum, and also, I hope, appreciate the range of exhibitions that we do. The Michigan Artist Series that Michael is in will continue. The contemporary art that we show from Art Prize, as well as these major historical exhibitions. And the permanent collection is always there, and we're shuffling that around a lot more, too.
Yeah. Now, you're new to Grand Rapids. You got to town in July. You're from Austin, Texas. You were there at the museum for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks have been comparing Grand Rapids to Austin. Do you see parallels? If so,
well, right now we're number one, and we're neck and neck for being the city that people want to move to. I don't know if you heard that survey, but
I've seen that floating around
Facebook. I am going to work to make Grand Rapids number one. Because I've fallen in love with Grand Rapids. Before I was offered this job, I did my homework. And I think that people outside of this region don't appreciate how great the city is. I mean, it's one of the city's underappreciated gems, one of the world's appreciated gem. I'm underappreciated cities. It's a gem. and that there's so many great things going on here, and it's a livable city.
Oh, absolutely.
And so there are comparisons. Austin has a good downtown. I think Grand Rapids has a better downtown. The art scene here is very strong. The music scene in Austin is the thing that gets all the attention, but there's some great music that I've heard here and wonderful clubs. I love the respect for history and the way it's combined with a modern approach. So we've got the Arena District, and you've got the blocks around Monroe Center, retail, especially local retail on East Town and East Hills and around that area, Wealthy and Cherry Street. It's just it's a fun place to be. I ride my bicycle around, and just it's great. I went to Wealthy Theater and saw this great film last Sunday. So it's getting to be actually too many fun things to do on each night. So that's a good thing. That's a good problem to have. I have friends in New York who say, well, get used to it.
Now, you had some friends in from Austin during Art Prize. How did they like Grand Rapids?
Well, they were very impressed. That was really nice. We decided to create an art adventure, and we're going to do it again at the, through the museum.
Okay.
Bring people in and give them Grand Rapids hospitality, give them a kind of insider's view, not only to the museum, but we've got them out to the Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, Meyer May House. We did a walking tour of downtown Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. went to some cool Art Prize venues that are off the beaten track, because it's a fantastic time to visit Grand Rapids, and you see and feel the energy.
Yeah, the city's come a long, long way.
Yeah.